Happy holidays, and welcome to what is normally the People's Playlist, the show where I choose a theme and you all call in songs to fit that theme. I'm Russ, and I'm still your host for the next hour, but this is a bonus episode of sorts. So a few years ago, my friend Wade started his own internet radio station, WADE881.com, and he's put on some really cool shows and allowed friends to contribute, and he's done classic rock marathons and morning drive time shows, but I think my favorite broadcast was WADE at the Movies, which was an entire day of movie-themed shows. There was a tribute to Horror Scores, there was a James Bond theme show, there was a tribute to John Williams, and it was really cool. My contribution was a show called Fictional Music, which was an hour of music from bands and movies, and that's what you're going to hear in just a second. It's kind of like a People's Playlist episode, just without the requests. And just to be clear, this was recorded live, and it was in the midst of a party, so there are a few mistakes here and there, and I might have been a beer or two in, but I had so much fun putting it together that I think you'll enjoy it. So let's go back to June 16th, 2013 at 5:30 p.m. for WADE at the Movies and Fictional Music.
Let me be your hog! Let me be your hog now!
There we go. Hello. Nope, still no music.
No, hang on.
Oh, so now I'm on the mic. Thank you. WAD, all sorts of accidents happening in the studio right here. But we're live. It's all good. This is Russ. This is the fictional music show. All bands that are from the movies. Fake bands from real movies. You know, there's a history of fake bands in movies. I mean, you got your Citizen Dick, you got your Lone Rangers, the Wild Stallions, Otis Day and the Knights, the Commitments, Blues Brothers, Eddie and the Cruisers, Soggy Bottom Boys, Sonic Death Monkey, and so much more. Some of these bands have gone on to great fame and fortune actually afterwards, but some remained solely in the movies. Behind me right now, obviously, I'm sure you know, is That Thing You Do by The Wonders from the movie That Thing You Do, written and directed by Tom Hanks. This song actually, it was written by Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne and was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe and actually peaked on Billboard. It was actually a very, very popular song back in the day, back in 1996. There are actually a number of other artists on the soundtrack. Such as the Norm Worcester Singers and the Saturn Five, also fake bands. And the label, actually, that the band that the Wonders signed to, Playtone, actually became, when the soundtrack came out, it was on Playtone Records. And subsequently, they released all of Tom Hanks' future film soundtracks, among other things. Before this, obviously, I you know, it would not be a show of mine without some Weird Al, so I had to start with Let Me Be Your Hog from UHF. No actual band listed, it's just Weird Al. It plays on the radio in a quick scene, and you know what, it's 12 seconds, so, you know, bear with me. Any case, so we got a lot of good stuff coming up, including this one, which is one of my favorites. From Cameron Crowe's 2000 opus, Almost Famous. Written, directed by him. This is Stillwater. There actually was a band called Stillwater in the 70s, and Cameron Crowe had to get their blessing in order to use the name for the movie. And they read the script, they liked it, and they did. So here's Fever Dog from Stillwater.
Yeah. Hello, darling.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
Well, all right. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You and I could go down in history.
That's what I'm praying to do with you.
Let's do it.
Demons.
That's what love and Jesus are about.
Looking in your eyes, I start believing.
Let's bring this whisper to a shout.
Let's do it in ways that make us feel good.
Sighing.
What are you implying?
You look a little tired.
The music got me wired.
Pretty good looking.
Boy, we're really cooking now.
I just wanna make out what you're saying.
Read my lips, it's what you're looking for.
Here I am, a sneaking behind you.
You can always come in my back door.
Let's do it in ways that make us feel good.
Let's Duet by Dewey Cox and Darlene Madison Cox from Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. That is a movie co-written by Judd Apatow. I believe there'll be another Judd Apatow track coming up later. That was John C. Reilly singing, but that was not Amy Adams singing. That was a woman named Angela Correa, a professional singer. This next track is, we're going to switch it up. It's going to get a little more hardcore. This next track is, well, it's a legendary track. Back in 2004, a legend by the name of Omar Naeem directed a movie called The Final Cut. Brian Tyler did the soundtrack for the entire film, but there was one particular scene where Robin Williams has to go underground to a CD tattoo parlor for, you know, has to get a tattoo for reasons, which you'll need to see the movie if you don't know. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Omar asked Brian to create a Sonic Youth type song. And so here is Jawa, get it? Jawa, doing, I don't know what it has to do with Final Cut, but Jawa doing Hollow from The Final Cut.
Thank you. Stallions will never be a super band until we have Eddie Van Halen on guitar.
Yes, Bill, but I do not believe we will get Eddie Van Halen until we have a triumphant video.
Ted, it's pointless to have a triumphant video before we even have decent instruments.
Well, how can we have decent instruments if we don't really even know how to play?
That is why we need Eddie Van Halen.
And that is why we need a triumphant video.
Excellent!
Something I can treasure. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Oh, yeah! Oh. Hey, Floyd, take a verse.
Let me take your picture, add it to the mixture. Aaron is a gotcha now. Really nothing to it. Anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begins a changing, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
Eiffel Towers holding up a flower. I gave it to a Texas cat.
Fact is, there's nothing out there you can't do. Yeah, even Santa Claus believes in you.
Break down your walls, begin, believe me, begin.
Be a better drummer, be an up and comer. Can't you picture that?
Jelly belly giggling, dancing and a wiggling. Honey, that's the way I am.
I lost my heart in Texas, Northern Lights of Texas. I keep it underneath my hat. Aurora Borealis, shining down in Dallas. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Can you picture? You gotta see it in your mind. Can you picture?
What's quick and easy to find?
Can you picture?
You don't.
For sure, really.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem doing Can You Picture That from the Muppet Movie. Now, I know Dr. Teeth originated on the Muppet Show, but, you know, bear with me. Come on. But that song was co-written by Paul Williams and Kenny Asher. And, of course, performed by Jim Henson. And Kyle, I know you think they were real, but I promise you they were not. They were felt. The next song, oh, by the way, this is Russ. You're listening to Fictional Music on WADE881.com. And the next track I have is an interesting one. It's from a movie, from a 1968 exploitation movie called Wild in the Streets. It's about a band that basically changes things politically in the world. And what's interesting, actually, is Richard Pryor plays the drummer in the movie. But the song I'm about to play actually did so well that a full album was released by this fictional band, one album, and it did very well, apparently, but that was it. So this is from Wild in the Streets, Max Frost, and Shape of Things to Come.
Nothing can A cut that can't change the shape of things to come. Coming in and out, sweet and strong. Hey, now I'm gonna hold it back for long. There are new dreams, crowded out old realities. There's revolution, sweeping like a fresh new.
Sunday on Wade881.com, the heat is on as Miles August brings you the 80s soundtrack power hour and a half. Number one hits and deep tracks you don't want to miss. Who you gonna call? Wade881.com.
The heat is on.
Sisters doing Do the Hippogriff from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. If the vocals sound familiar, that is actually Jarvis Cocker from Pulp doing the vocals, and Johnny Greenwood is playing lead guitar, and there are other members of Pulp and Radiohead, and Add Into X, actually, in that band. So very, very interesting. This next one goes out to Lauren. This is a track from one of her favorite films. It's an odd one to dedicate to her, but what are you going to do? This is Big Fun doing Teenage Suicide, Don't Do It, from Heathers. WADE881.com. This next track goes out to Buchek. We'll be right back.
just more panty. But he's a funky little featherberry waterfowl. Welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Randy Watson. Yes, Randy Watson.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
And Reverend Brown. 3 years for the Reverend. This man's been my Reverend since I was a little boy, and I love him dearly. You're a very special man. Reverend Brown. Reverend Brown. It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful audience. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And while you're in a clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to my band, Sexual Chocolate. Sexual Chocolate. They play so fine, don't you agree?
I believe the children are our future.
Thank you.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Make it easier.
Some of the good stuff, right? Coming up.
Want a Coke? Join the show?
Enjoy, young man.
I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is inside of me.
Sexy Chocolate!
Saying.
You must be crazy.
He good.
You must be crazy.
Another night, you're on my mind. I'm hypnotized, but I cannot find the signs. The signs for the tube to come home. I need the tube to get home. Another night, I'm here alone. My eyes so tired from staring at this phone. Why won't you call and come home? Please call and come home. And I know that you won't come just for the cash. Will you come for my bangers, my beans and mash? Soho Grand, my wrist so tired from working with my hands. Please pick me up when I land, just be there when I land. Another day on Primrose Hill, I fear I'm fading. I put you in my will. Why has the world gone so still? The world is so still. I feel that my next meal might be my last. Where you come from, my bangers, my beans and mash? Just come from my bangers, my beans and mash. I think I'll stop and
the night you're on my mind. I'm hypnotized, I cannot find the signs. The signs for the tune to come home. I need the tune to get home. Another night I'm here alone. These eyes so tired.
Bangers, Beans, and Mash by Infant Sorrow from, I believe, the highly underrated film Get Up to the Greek. I think it's actually a really, really funny movie. That was Russell Brand performing as Aldous Snow, and also, obviously, another Judd Apatow production, creation, whatever you want to call it. The song was actually co-written by Jason Segel, since he wrote the film that Aldous Snow originally appeared in, which was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Before that was obviously Randy Watson and Sexual Chocolate. I know I said I wouldn't do covers, but whatever. Before that was Cherry Bomb doing Howard the Duck from Howard the Duck. And yes, Kirsten, you're correct. That is the first Marvel film. Obviously they've gotten much better than that. The lead vocals are actually Leah Thompson. She did do her own vocals, although she claimed that when she was doing them, she was threatened that they were going to not let her keep the vocals and they were going to redo them. And the music was written by Thomas Dolby and George Clinton, obviously. Weirdly enough, I find that very odd. This is Russ. You're listening to the Fictional Music Show on Wade881.com. Coming up after me is 33 and a third frames per second, the Songs of James Bond by Jim Wah. After that is 80s Soundtrack Power Hour and a Half by Miles August. Blah. And then after that is Beyond the Stars, Sci-Fi Scores with Wade and Chrissy. So stay tuned. There's going to be a lot more awesome, awesome stuff coming up. This next actual entire set goes out to Mr. Tony, who is on right before me. Doing his horror show. This is from a movie, another underrated movie, I think, called Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, where a couple years before Michael Cera was playing bass in Sex Bomb from Scott Pilgrim, he was playing bass in another band called The Jerkoffs, and they do this track, Screw the Man, on Wade881.com.
Sunday at 9 p.m., we're going
Beyond the Stars.
2 hours of intergalactic scores from your favorite sci-fi films, featuring the maestro of the movies himself, John Williams. Join me and my co-host Chrissy as we travel
Beyond the Stars.
This Sunday at 9 p.m. on Wade881.com.
Break that bell. Josie and the Pussycats with three small words from the movie Josie and the Pussycats. Rachel E. Cook actually was not singing. Sorry to tell you. But Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo wrote and performed that song. Other contributors to the soundtrack are Matthew Sweet, members of That Dog, Fountains of Wayne, Jellyfish, and Counting Crows. For that was Threshold by Sex Bob-omb from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, written by Beck and performed by the cast, and then started off with Screw the Man by the Jerkoffs from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. I am Russ. You're listening to Fictional Music on Wade881.com. Coming up next, as I said, is 33 and a third frames per second, Songs of James Bond by Jim Wah. That's going to be awesome. You know, really can't get better than James Bond tracks. So I'm looking forward to that, so I hope you stay tuned after me. I'm actually wrapping things up here. I got a few more songs, including this one. From Reality Bites. This is Ethan Hawke in Hey, That's My Bike, singing I'm Nothing.
American man.
but I don't feel bad. Talking about American dreams, 'cause that's all gone, ain't nothing left for me, 'cause me and you see I'm nothing. Right, left, and right, people say I'm wrong.
Talk about drugs.
Heroin!
No, not heroin.
Speed!
No, not speed.
Hashish!
No, not even hashish.
Horse tranquilizers!
No, not horse tranquilizers. I just heard about this new drug that makes you happy. I just want to say, fuck happy! Sweetness.
Most days I work. Most days it's dark. Love me. Alone. I can't go on. This is bullshit. You people.
Yeah. How's about you and I go fuck? Will truly be rememberful. I will stick my penis in your beautiful vagina.
Damn,
damn,
double down.
Damn, damn.
This is the greatest love in history, a monstrosity of ecstasy, a biography of nudity.
A flaming pyre of costly trite delights, like ew, a diamond necklace dipped in chocolate to get you hot.
It's just a small confection to signify my affection.
How about a collection of erotic magazines?
Erotic tangerines.
View erotic letters from Ben Vereen.
This is the greatest love in history, a monstrosity of ecstasy, a biography of nudity.
For you, we and me.
Girl, this is a night that supersedes all comprehension. It's gonna make Stephen Hawking feel stupid. It's gonna make the night Lincoln was shot look like a peanut.
A peanut girl, a lonely little peanut.
Like a pirate in the night, challenge your pussy to a fight. I'm pussy doodle doo. I stuck my penis in your thoughtful vagina.
Oh, shit.
Until this we both the greatest love in history. A monstrosity of ecstasy, a biology.
The Greatest Love in History by 3x1-1 from the truly, truly awful, do not watch this movie, Run, Ronnie, Run, the Mr. Show movie. Everyone that has worked on it has disowned it. It is truly awful. But we do get 3x1-1, which, again, like the Muppets, I know, originated on a show before the movie, but hey, deal with it. That was performed by David Cross and Bob Odenkirk. Before that was Some Days It's Dark by Grevo, from the Kids in the Hall movie, Brain Candy, from 1996, performed by Bruce McCullough. And the band before, the band that backed him is actually a Canadian rock band called The Odds. And we started off with I'm Nothing by Hey, That's My Bike from Reality Bites. And that's pretty much going to do it for me. That was Fictional Music. We got one more song to close it out. But then right after that, we got Jumwa doing his James Bond show. And then the 80s soundtrack Power Hour and a Half. And then Beyond the Stars. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Wade881.com. I hope you enjoyed the show, because I sure had a lot of fun doing it. So we're going to leave you now with the granddaddies of the fake bands. Oh, you know them. From the movie directed by Marty DeBerge. Actually, Rob Reiner. Meathead himself. This is Spinal Tap from This Is Spinal Tap, doing one of the greatest songs about butts. Talk about bum cakes, Tony. Talk about bum cakes. Big Bottom on Wade881.com. Thank you for listening. And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed it. And while WADE881.com has been dormant for a while now, it might make a comeback soon. So be sure to check out facebook.com/WADE881 for any updates. And let me know what you thought of the show at thepeoplesplaylist@gmail.com or at facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist. Check out past episodes at thepeoplesplaylist.podbean.com. And stay tuned for a new theme coming in January. I've gotten some new listeners recently, so I'm excited to dive back into it. But until then, thanks for listening and have a happy new year. Bye.